All right. This week, the Eagles will be facing a Baltimore Ravens offense that has really evolved over the last number of weeks into a passing offense. Now, yes, they got behind in their last game and had to throw quite a bit, but they came out against the New England Patriots, and they were throwing right from the start. They did the same thing the week before against the Miami Dolphins. This is really a passing offense right now, and it's a rhythm passing offense. Joe Flacco is getting the ball out relatively quick. They want the ball to come out with timing, with rhythm, and it's a lot of in-breaking routes. Now, don't be fooled, because we know Joe Flacco, at his best, can make any throw at any distance, and he can throw with great velocity. But this is an offense, really, that works with a lot of in-breaking routes. That has become a staple of their pass game. And one of the things you notice when you watch the Eagles' defense is you notice that the Eagles, when they play with a single high safety, have a tendency to play man-to-man coverage. Now, this is the time of the year when you're heading into Week 15 where every team, every defense has tendencies that can be attacked. So the Eagles do have that tendency to play man-to-man out of single high safety looks. So I wanted to take a look at a play right here where the Ravens get single high man-to-man. It's against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, what they do is they line up. There are two wide receivers on the field, Mike Wallace and Steve Smith, to the same side. Wallace in the slot, Smith shifts outside. They're really going to run a two-receiver route. It's a very effective route combination against single high man. Wallace from the inside runs the deep over route. Smith from the outside will run the deep dig. Now, what Joe Flacco sees is a retreating single high safety, so he feels more comfortable throwing the deep dig to Steve Smith. And by the way, Steve Smith having another fine year, he's clearly the number one target when he's on the field for Joe Flacco. Beautiful throw. This is the kind of throw that Joe Flacco can rip. It's an easy throw for him, plus 20-yard completion. Now, one of the things when you play the Ravens you have to be aware of, and they do it every once in a while. It's very selective, but they do go no huddle and tempo every once in a while. And 2 weeks ago, they caught the Miami Dolphins. They were winning the game, and they were trying to put the game away, and they went no huddle. And what you see here is another one of those quick in-breaking routes. It's a shallow cross. Joe Flacco hits Breshad Perriman, and Perriman takes it on the move and then runs for a touchdown. Now, this is a pass offense that utilizes a lot of different combinations at the wide receiver position, and Dennis Pitta becoming a bigger factor, working between the numbers, between the hash area, as a tight end. So this is a challenge for the Eagles as far as matching up, particularly when they play man-to-man coverage. Now, the other challenge will be pressure. Joe Flacco is not a movement quarterback. He tends to be a fairly stationary pocket quarterback, and if you can pressure him early, that can be a huge factor in the game. So this presents a challenge for the Eagles. Pressure early will be a key, and their ability to match up on the perimeter will also be a key. You want to check that?
No.
We feel good about it?
Yeah, it's recording in two spots.
Okay.
All right, so now we're doing their defense pressure package.
Okay. Just keep going. We're rolling?
Yep.
Okay. Perhaps the Eagles' biggest challenge on Sunday will be the Baltimore Ravens defense. It's one of the best defenses in the league, and they're run by a veteran defensive coordinator in Dean Pease. He's been in Baltimore for quite some time, and before that, he was with Bill Belichick in New England. He's one of the best in the NFL, and he's very, very multiple with his use of fronts, different front looks, different combinations, his pressure concepts, his blitz schemes, his coverages, very multiple with a lot of disguise in the secondary. And one of the things as you study the tape of the Ravens defense that really stands out, particularly with their pressure schemes, is their use of third-level defenders, meaning secondary players, safeties and corners in their blitz packages. And one reason that's so difficult for offenses is, number one, they don't account for them. That's the main reason, because players that come from distance are not accounted for in protection schemes. The other reason that's so difficult is they come with speed. And they did that a number of weeks ago. This was one of my favorite blitzes of the season by the Ravens. They did this against the Browns. And if you notice, they dictated the protection with their initial alignment. So you see four to one side. So the Browns set their protection to that side. But Mosley, the linebacker, number 57, he drops out, and the pressure comes from the other side. This makes it very difficult for the protection. It's not prepared for that. So what you get is you get Orr, the linebacker, number 54, coming. You get Ladarius Webb, a safety, coming from distance. There's no way he's accounted for in the protection scheme. It becomes a two-on-one on the back. Webb gets in clean, and he gets there in a hurry, and he sacks Cody Kessler. That's one thing the Eagles have to be very, very aware of, the speed with which the Ravens blitz. Now, the other thing you'll see a lot of is what we call double mug fronts. They do this out of nickel. What that means is they line up their two linebackers, Orr and Mosley, in the A gaps. Now, the Eagles normally will not put two people in the backfield to handle this, as we see the New England Patriots do here. So what happens against the Patriots is Eric Weddle, a safety, a very versatile safety with a multiple skill set, he comes off the edge, and he gets matched up on the back, Deion Lewis. He defeats the back, and he sacks Tom Brady. But the double mug front look with the two linebackers in the A-gap, that's something you will see the Ravens do. The Eagles must be prepared for it. And what it does, first and foremost, is it forces an offense, and the Eagles will do this, to keep a back into pass protect, so it limits the number of eligible receivers by one from 5 to 4. And if you can do that, very often you can win right there. But that's something Eagles must be prepared for. You cannot allow quick inside pressure versus Carson Wentz. But this is a very difficult defense to prepare for. A lot of pressures, a lot of blitzes, multiple coverage concepts. The Baltimore Ravens defense will be a challenge for the Eagles offense.